when you were young and your heart was an open book.
Well, it's appropriate to play this song today because the new Bond movie, Skyfall, opens today. Last hour, Joe Hipperson gave it 10 out of 10. And Paul McCartney, who did the theme to the Bond movie, Live and Let Die, is going to be appearing at the Scotch Trade Center on Sunday night. And now here's your chance to play the Harris Challenge, which, might have a Bond category in it. We'll see. If you haven't played the Harris Challenge in the last month or so, you're eligible to play today at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I hope you'll indulge me a little personal message here. A happy birthday to the most important person in my life, my wife.
Oh.
We have been together. Thank you very much. We have been together for 29 years. Today is her birthday.
Wow.
So she's 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
you really did rob the cradle.
Yeah.
We called it a crib in those days, Dan. we're going to have a nice weekend. We're going out for, she's a steak and potatoes gal, so we're going out for a nice steak dinner tonight.
Nice.
Then we're going to go to the Rep tomorrow. Then on Sunday, we're going to go to the Fox and see Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman with the Mythbusters tour.
Yeah.
It's coming through town. And just a little warning to anybody in the Grand area, if that part of town blows up on Sunday night, you'll know why. Adam and Jamie were here. So we look forward to a nice weekend together, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. And that's you, John. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, thank you. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to say, just glad it's Friday.
Okay. You don't have to use the full 5 seconds. That's okay. let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the categories and the questions that you can choose from as our first contestant today, John. Category one, sure, as predicted, was Bond. James Bond. Category two, the multiple choice election. Category three, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like?
Let's try the Bond.
All right. It's a good thing you chose that category because one of these questions is the biggest gimme of all time.
Right.
Now, let me explain how the challenge works. For, we have new listeners coming on board. May never have heard the Harris Challenge before. I've only been doing it for 20 years.
Well.
But new people are coming on board each and every day. So here's how it works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 5 questions. The easier ones at the beginning, the harder ones at the end. Worth 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points. At the end of that 60 seconds, a buzzer will sound and will tally up your score. If you get 8 points or more, you're a winner. If you get 7 points or less, we don't call them a loser on this show. We call them the punishee because I will have to punish you. But you don't want to be the punishee. You want to be the winner because it's only the winner that gets these fabulous prizes.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We're going to throw in an El Tio Pepe gift certificate, authentic Mexican food with 2 locations in St. Charles. We also have a Westport car wash, good for 1 free car wash at Westport Car Wash with 4 locations now. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt to throw in the mix.
Oh, that's a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
Taxes not included. John, you've chosen Bond, James Bond. 60 seconds on the clock. Stand by for your gimme question and then 4 more. Let's play the Harris Challenge. John, what Bond movie did Paul McCartney do the title song for?
Live and Let Die.
There you go.
Whoa.
Who created James Bond?
His name just...
You can pass if you want.
Yeah, let's pass.
For 1 point each, name 3 of the men who have played Bond in the movies between Sean Connery and Daniel Craig.
Roger Moore.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
And,
You want to come back to it?
Yeah.
What was the first Bond movie that Sean Connery starred in?
I don't know, Pat.
What letter of the alphabet is the name of the guy who makes Bond's crazy gadgets?
I'm going to guess Q.
Did you say Q?
I did.
The correct answer is Q.
Oh. Whoa. And that was a guess?
That was a guess.
Wow.
The first Bond movie Sean Connery starred in was Dr. No. The other two guys who played Bond, besides Moore and Brosnan, were George Lazenby, who was only in one, and Timothy Dalton.
George Lazenby.
And, of course, Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. And the guy who created James Bond was Ian Fleming. So let's see. You got 1 point each for Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan, 5 points for Q, and one for Live and Let Die. And, John, that's eight. You're a winner.
Wow, John.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, stand by while Dan gives you information, and we move on to our next contestant. And that's you, Mark.
Hey.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I work for a company called OK Novelty. Manage it. We supply pool tables, jute boxes, pinballs, and those kind of things to a lot of the area businesses, bars and such.
Cool. Okay. Hey, did those individual poker machines ever take off? There was a company called Poker Tech that was making these things where you could play, like, heads up, hold 'em, and they made a bar version of that. Did that ever take off?
No.
What happened?
I don't know. It was, you know, maybe other parts of the country, but not here they didn't.
We
actually own one.
So. And nobody wants it in their bar?
No.
Wow.
It was kind of boring, actually. So
I'm a poker player, and I played one as a demo once somewhere in Vegas. And I prefer actually sitting down in a casino and playing it. I never played online or anything. And I was bored by the machine. So that's exactly the way I felt about it.
Exactly.
That's why the company didn't do so well. Okay. We have the multiple choice election. Have you been paying attention? Or we add another category in here called real names.
Let's try real names.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You know, you got to get eight or better to win, Mark, right?
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former star of Two and a Half Men was born Carlos Estevez?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Which movie star changed her name from Norma Jean Baker?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which Beatles' first real name is James?
Oh, gosh. I think John Lennon.
Paul McCartney.
Ah, Lord.
James Paul McCartney. What Western movie star was born Marion Michael Morrison?
That'd be John Wayne.
That's correct. Which rocker slash policeman was born Gordon Sumner?
That is Sting.
That is Sting. And that would be 12 points for you, Mark. Congratulations.
All right.
So you're a winner, and Dan has your info. Stand by. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Running out of prizes.
Here's Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Howdy.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, I'm unemployed for 5.5 months. Anybody looking for a good employee, I'm available.
What do you do?
multi-unit supervision. I was in the theater business for a long time.
Hmm. Multi-unit supervision. I have to be honest, I have no idea what that means.
Like a district manager type.
Oh, okay. We have the multiple choice election. We have you been paying attention? And our new third category is lyrics you should know. We did this last week with Beatles lyrics you should know. This will not be Beatles related. This is other songs, lyrics you should know. You can have that or the other ones. Which would it be?
There was one on elections.
The multiple choice election.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
All right, Dave, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After Mitt Romney conceded, who was the first person Obama called? Was it Nate Silver, John Boehner, or Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Correct. What did voters in Maine, Maryland, and Washington vote to legalize this week?
Same-sex marriage.
Correct. Which of these men cried in public after the election? John Boehner, Joe Biden, Barack Obama?
Obama?
Correct. He was thanking some campaign workers. Obama is our third consecutive two-term president. How many other times has that happened in American history?
Once?
Correct. Which of these was not elected to the U.S. Senate this week? The first openly gay senator, the first Native American senator, or the first Hindu American senator?
The first Native American.
You are correct. We've had several Native Americans. The most famous of those was Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin is America's first openly gay senator. And Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is our first Hindu American. And Dave, you are our first contestant today to get a clean sweep. 15 points. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. By the way, the only other time we've had three consecutive two-term presidents was all the way back to Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe.
Wow.
Who, of course, are now a law firm in Collinsville. Dave, congratulations. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And now we move on to contestant number four. Hello, Ross.
Hello. How are you, good. Mr. Harvey?
Harris. It's Paul. Yeah.
Oh, Harris. Oh, Harris. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to just say hi to my lovely wife, Karen, my son, Brody, Andrew, and my daughter, Kennedy.
All right. Two categories left. Have you been paying attention, or lyrics you should know?
Let's see. How about paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Ross, let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who got in trouble this week for sharing confidential information with the makers of a video game? Was it Navy SEALs, executives at Apple, or a staff person at WikiLeaks?
Navy SEALs.
Correct. Which state began rationing gasoline this week?
New York.
Correct. In what state was Jared Loughner sentenced to 7 life sentences plus 140 years in prison?
Arizona.
Correct. For 2 points each, which two states legalized recreational use of marijuana this week?
Washington and Colorado.
Very good. What is a Denver mail carrier in trouble for stepping around while on his route? An alligator? You know the answer already. I was going to say an alligator, a bank robber, or a dead guy. It is a dead guy. Here's the story. The U.S. Postal Service is defending a mail carrier who stepped around a Denver man who collapsed and died near his front door. Dale Porch was dropped off at home after working the night shift for the Regional Transportation District, but he never made it inside. Family members say hours later, a mail carrier walked by his body to deliver the mail, but did nothing to help. The family says the mail carrier told him he thought the body was a mannequin, a decoration left over from Halloween. A Postal Service spokesman calls it an unfortunate situation that probably would not have happened any other time of the year. Yeah, it's, by the way, even at Halloween, you should be able to recognize dead guy versus mannequin when you're delivering mail in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, but there probably wasn't enough postage.
Yeah, talk about your ultimate postage due. The mailman, by the way, has been temporarily taken off the route until he goes to, what, dead guy sensitivity training?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll not walk over a dead body.
Ross, you got the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And
we're going to change the restaurant now since we are out of the Mexican restaurant certificate.
Really?
We're going to go to King Edward's.
There we go.
Fried chicken in St. Charles.
Okay. That? Well, that's what you're playing for, Dan, as our final contestant today.
Sounds good.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Off work, on vacation for a week, and going deer hunting.
Yeah, good luck. Hope you get what you want out there. Your category is lyrics you should know. We put 60 seconds on the clock, Dan, and I'm going to apologize now because, as we found out last week, our background music will annoy you while you're trying to figure out the lyrics and the song and fast-forwarding through the song in your head. Just a little warning ahead of time, but here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In Mary Had a Little Lamb, what color is the lamb?
White as snow.
Correct. For 1 point each, which two states are mentioned in Oh, Susanna?
Pass.
What's the other animal in the lyrics of Pop Goes the Weasel?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which two states are mentioned in the chorus of This Land Is Your Land?
Pass.
In the song She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, what color pajamas will she be wearing?
Oh, my goodness.
Pink.
Red. Back to the two-pointer. For 1 point each, which two states are mentioned in Oh, Susanna?
I don't know.
What's the other animal in the lyrics of Pop Goes the Weasel?
I don't know.
Take a guess at this point.
Parrot.
No, it's a monkey. The two states in Oh, Susanna are Alabama and Louisiana. And the two states in this land is your land are California and New York. So, Dan, you got the one-pointer from Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that means that you're the only person today I had to punish. I am going to give you a choice, however. Because Paul McCartney is going to be here on Sunday, you can have your choice of one of two different people singing a Beatles classic. You can have Bill Mr. Cosby doing it, or you can have Goldie Hawn. Which one would you like?
Oh, we got to go with Cosby.
All right. Here is your punishment music, chosen especially for you.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right, Dan, you've learned your lesson, haven't you?
I have.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
And that's how we do it every Friday, right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.